I think it's very important, Greg, because we're hearing it on the streets, and I get it in my clinics, and we get it, you know, really over the airwaves on your own station and other stations about people needing very insignificant amounts of money in the scheme of life, but those small amounts of money stopping them and crippling them from either expanding or fulfilling orders that they have. And here we have John Trethorne coming to talk to us at our think tank in relation to the Credit Review Office. He is encouraging people to come to him to put their case. Obviously, you need to have a situation where you feel as though you're being badly treated, given that you have a good enough basic credit record. But I've been talking to some of my colleagues, and some of my colleagues have already sent people in the direction of the Credit Review Office, and they have had success from the banks as a result of that.
And this office effectively can overrule a bank's decision to ensure there's fair play out there, particularly, I suppose, in the context that the taxpayer has a financial vested interest in many of these institutions.
Well, I think that's what the point of the whole exercise is. A lot of people say that they feel that they're being unfairly treated by the banks, and that's why I'm saying if you have a basic good record with the banks, but you're not getting credit at this point in time, the government have been given direction to the banks to lend to small and medium enterprises, and therefore, if you feel as though you're not getting fair play, this office is there specifically to review your case and to intervene with the banks directly.